This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Here's something that happened in the Senate of the United States today. 68 members of the world's greatest deliberative body voted aye on the question of whether it's okay to talk about gun control. The law on which debate will soon begin includes, among other things, an expansion of background checks for gun buyers. Progress, as you know, on anything in Washington lately has been incremental at best. On gun control in particular, states and cities are moving faster. And one thing they're considering is taxing guns and ammunition. Marketplace's David Gura has that story.
Since April 1st, Cook County, Illinois, home to Chicago, has had what it calls a violence tax.
It's a $25 tax per firearm that we sell.
Fred Lucher owns Freddy Bear Sports in Tinley Park, Illinois. Revenues go to the Cook County Health and Hospital System. Last year, it treated more than 800 victims of gun violence at an average cost per patient of $52,000. Lucher says he's concerned about the level of gun violence in Chicago, but he points out Tinley Park is in the suburbs, a half hour from downtown.
They got to curb it, but this isn't the way to do it.
Politicians in many cities and states think it is. Nancy Stout is a tax expert at the University of Southern California. She says this isn't unlike other taxes on tobacco or alcohol.
Individuals who want to own guns, that's fine. The Second Amendment allows you to own guns, but there are certain costs to society of owning that gun, and you'll need to help pay for those.
The California State Assembly is considering a 5-cent tax on each and every bullet to pay for an early childhood mental health program. Next door, Nevada is considering its own tax on both ammunition and firearms to pay for mental health services and to help crime victims. Assemblyman William Horn sponsored the bill.
It sends a message to Washington that this is important to us.
Congresswoman Linda Sanchez has taken notice. She's a Democrat from California, and she wants a 10% tax on all concealable firearms purchases.
To use for anti-violence campaigns, gun safety campaigns, and firearm buyback programs.
Sanchez says a tax is the only way to fund those programs. As of today, however, she's failed to find a single Republican to co-sponsor her bill. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.